Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Welcome to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, brought to you by Odyssey. This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. Just a heads up, episodes sometimes include content not suitable for work and definitely not safe for kids. Now available on the Odyssey app.
Got a little secret I think you want to know. A dirty little secret about a secret little show.
Sarah and Vinny's Secret Show for Monday, November 15th, 2021. Sarah, Vinny, Bryn, and Nikki. Nick and Brynny. That's the way it rhymes, right? Sarah, mm-hmm. Vinny, Bryn, Vic, Nick, and who cares?
Never.
All right, we're all here.
It
hi.
Doesn't need a rhyme, Sarah. It's not necessary.
I like a rhyme.
I like a rhyme, too.
Yeah. Sarah,
oh,
Vinny,
Coco, do you support Sarah in the rhyme love?
I'm so surprised. That's surprising.
Oh, my God. The girl who kissed me on Friday night. She was like,
"Which girl was this, Sarah?"
I'm surprised you let that happen because
of the
pandemic.
Well, I didn't know it was gonna happen. I didn't know she came in for the kiss, Nikki. I didn't know.
Oh, how do you not see a kiss coming in? You just go, "Wah."
She was, first of all, she's standing there talking to me. Right, she finally gets me. She tried two other times that I could just tell. Like it was getting late in the night, and she's lit. She had brown hair.
It wasn't me.
Was she with a group of friends too?
She was separated from them. She was like following me around. Like I was actually sneaking out. I was going out the side. Remember you showed me that like sneak attacks that sideways gate? Yeah. I kept going. I had to like sneak away that way a couple times.
There's always a side door you can
so
take.
So I'm telling you, she gets me and she's
this
holding
is all
me.
At Hooman's birthday
yeah,
party.
She's
you should
holding
probably
me
set
by
this
the
up.
Arms and she's lit and she's talking. I told you about her. Didn't I tell you about her that night?
Who, me? Oh, no, I don't think
John
so.
I told John about her.
No, you
she's
didn't tell
holding me.
Me
by the sides of my arms, like just underneath my shoulders, like and telling me how she's, I'm not a minion, but everything you say is right, and you're so smart, and I'm going, and I'm kind of trying to, like, I'm like, what do I just, like, slap her on the arms? And then she, like, pulls me toward her and just, like, plants one on me.
Hot.
And it was not even, look, I have kissed my share of girls in my life.
Yeah, yeah.
That was not.
Yeah, you have.
It wasn't like that at all.
That wasn't it.
I
was magical.
Looking for it. I did not want it. It hit me full in
the
face.
Well, let's hope it didn't have COVID.
Then, I know, right? That's because the whole thing. I'm like, oh my God. And then the guy had my kazoo.
Did you get it back?
I got it back, but then I didn't know.
It after that?
I know.
He's
true.
Like, oh, it's just play. I'm like, oh, okay. And then I gave it back to him. But then I was holding it like this. I'm sure it really helped. Because, like, a kazoo has an end on it. So I have a kazoo laying around here, so it doesn't matter. So there's a wide end, and you blow into that, or you sing into that. So I was holding it set, and I was using my fingers to buffer my mouth from the kazoo. I'm sure it worked totally. Or maybe he didn't have COVID. Let's just hope. Anyway.
A guy who grabs kazoos and starts using them, even though they're someone else's, is probably not careful most days.
Well, that's what I thought. Because that was the first thing I thought. I'm like, you know that somebody else's kazoo has somebody else's germs on it, right?
No, but it's Sarah Clark's germ, so.
Yeah, my germs are. Be my minion.
I want
be my germ
some of that.
Minion. Anyway, there's nothing
well,
better than a drunk
got,
person
you made
spittling
out with
in
someone.
Your face. I didn't make out. She kissed me on the mouth, but it wasn't a make out. No tongue.
Was John have okay you with it?
John wasn't there. Are you kidding me? Someone would have saved me if anyone was around. Save me. Go ahead, Ben.
That's all right.
No, just do it.
No, what's next?
No, what were you going to say?
The moment's passed. Let's move on.
Well, that's
sometimes you guys, I think it's because of the happy hours, you guys are just firing. And I'm like, All right. Okay. Mm-hmm. That's all.
So I have a couple responses to things that have come up in the past on the show. And I want to blow through these pretty quick. And then I have kind of a fun. I have a couple fun things, too. The first thing I wanted to ask, though, Vinny, how far down your dick can you get when you're blowing yourself?
All right.
That's a good question, Sarah.
Thank you. Are we talking just the tip, or were you able to go balls deep?
No, I was not able to go balls deep, to answer your question. The end.
Go on. How?
No, I don't know. I
two
can't.
Inches,
look,
one
I did this
inch,
when I was 15 years old.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, I was.
How many times?
I'd been
say?
Told probably a handful of times. Mm-hmm. It's something that I did. Couldn't believe I did it. A day or two passed, and I went, "Did I really do that?" And then did it again, and was mm-hmm. like, "I can do that." I'd say I was able to get, I don't know,
halfway,
a quarter to halfway down.
Mm.
Not balls solid. Deep, though, no.
You weren't able to. And I assume that the position is uncomfortable enough that you're not actually doing a solid head bob.
There's
or...
not a pleasure. It's a lot less pleasurable than you would think. It's
now,
more of a
when...
stunt than a masturbation thing.
When you did this, were you mm-hmm. laying on your back, rolling your legs up over you?
Yes.
Or were... Oh, you, oh! Oh, I was because I wondered if you sat on the edge of the bed and just curled yourself down. But no, it sounds like you go. Oh, that's nice. So you had your feet on the wall behind the bed and your hips thrown up over your. So it dangled downward toward your area.
Into my face. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I remember that being the traumatizing position. I may have been able to reach it the other way, but not probably the same.
Well, you'd have more head mobility, I would think,
right,
than that.
But I
no
also
pun intended.
Think either way, it was an embarrassing, childish moment in my life that I laugh about. Obviously, we've talked about it on the air enough times.
Yes.
It's not something I need to do again. So I'm like not interested in trying again.
You probably should just to find out if you still can. When's the last time
Should
you tried
I?
It? Shouldn't you?
I don't think so. No.
When's the last time you tried it?
It's up then.
I want you to try it again.
You do you?
Just find out. just see. Lock the door. And then just see.
You know, I'll
just
let
asking.
You know.
I just, you
I'll
know.
Let you know how it goes. When okay. it happens, I'll let you know how it goes. Sure.
Great. Sounds good. I would like to throw out there for the audience, too, if anybody can actually get there with that. Because I will say...
You mean suck your own dick?
Yeah, and
no,
arrive.
Finish.
Oh, I
because
see.
Because
okay.
Vinny's saying just because he physically could didn't mean that he was able to finish that way, right? So
no, that was not something that I
was
doing.
That was a curiosity
thing. Right, right.
But I wonder if it has become beyond a curiosity. Like, if you could do it comfortably and you could get there, wouldn't you? I don't know. I'm interested
to
know
believe...
if anybody does.
This is just a theory I have.
Okay.
But I have to believe that because there are less people more people staying single longer,
mm-hmm.
I have to believe masturbation at some point branches out farther than this, the same old, same old. Like that they must be trying more stuff, including
right.
that by themselves, because there's a boredom factor. There really is. At some point, you're like, man...
Let's mix this up. Is there a grapefruit in the house?
I could, well, or let's get some real sex around here. This
sure.
is ridiculous. I'm constantly
whatever
at
it
myself.
Might be. Right.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, that's the end of the.
Well, I don't have any more to tell you.
I thought you were going to go on to the other things that you tried to do stuff with.
No. There's not a bunch of other stuff. There's that, and then there's the usual stuff.
Yeah, I wonder what percentage of people out there actually came in their own mouth.
Right.
Right. I don't see why you wouldn't. If you could comfortably...
Well, I mean...
Don't you do the block and curl? I mean, come on. You don't want to necessarily... Just because you can doesn't mean you want to swallow.
Or do you pull out and just come on your own face?
Oh, that is awful.
Why is that awful? Why is that any worse than doing it in your face?
It's no worse. It's just that if you could not do it, wouldn't you just like fall to the side and hope it just shot you in the chest or something? Like, I just would not. If I could help getting that in my face,
just
I
shoot
would.
It on the pillow right next
right,
to your ear.
Sure.
Let me ask you a question.
Get a cup after, and just put the cup in the way.
After John's been licking your pussy, will you still kiss him or not?
Sure, of course.
Yeah, see?
I have no problem with that. Right. But I went out with a guy who would not kiss me after I blew him. He was like,
see,
no,
that's
your
just...
mouth is just on my dick. I'm like, yeah, and you should kiss me for that fuck face.
Yeah, I right. think that is a kid
He
thing.
Goes, no, you're the fuck face.
How old was that guy?
We were young.
Yeah, I think as people age, they get a lot more comfortable with things.
Yeah, smear that crap on me. Oh, man, speaking of which, that thing, the brass against thing you just showed us
mm-hmm.
with the lady.
That's what I was going to ask you. Have you ever pissed on someone?
No.
Never?
I mean, as a joke in the shower, sure.
So you have pissed on someone?
Well, not like that.
Yeah,
she squatted. She pulled her pants down in front of a room full of people and her whole band and peed all over that.
And
there
was a
face.
Lot of pee, too, surprisingly.
It was so much. It was that's the thing. Girls, that's another problem with being a girl. Not
what
only
is?
Do you not have a dink that you can aim with.
Right.
It comes out.
It's like a full force.
It's like a right when she was. It's not.
It was
just
a
like
full force.
A trickle. It was mm-hmm. just like it's like a cat sprays things.
It's really,
yeah.
It's really right. interesting how that works for women because for guys, you've got a pee hole.
Yep.
Yeah.
And while you might have a pee hole too, you also have some surrounding skin
things that can get in the way of it coming out straight.
That make it yeah. turn into a wider stream, much yeah. wider.
Well, and if you really push, I mean, well, when you really push the pee out, you can get it to fan out a little, can't
yeah.
you? Yeah. No, I mean, I know we can, yeah. Nick. But what about you boys?
I think that well, for the most part, it's a stream, and sometimes it might get, if it's a little clogged, it might be a kind of a split stream.
Oh, or like a sideways goes off to one side, like, uh-oh.
Yeah, yeah.
My theory on that is because I usually wear fairly loose underwear, not super loose, but loose enough that I've got space. When I've worn tight underwear or tight pants and I'm scrunched up,
yes,
that's where you get the hole's been pinched too long or whatever.
Oh, and it's just,
and that's where you'll get like a weird stream. And my theory is those are the guys that piss on the floor in front
right.
of the toilet.
Ah.
At our station in the bathroom,
and,
right?
Or any place. Yeah, I think they're underwear.
I thought guys tight. Just like looked around the room and talked
yeah,
to
me
each
too.
Other.
Yeah, me too.
I mean,
me too.
Man, there's so much pee in there.
No, my theory on that is exactly what Vinny says. And the first guy kind of pisses on the floor. And the next guy, which is us, like we'll come in. And now we can't stand directly in front of the urinal
right.
anymore
there's
a big
right.
puddle there. So we're trying to stand further and further away. And it just gets bigger and bigger. And as
gets
you know,
worse and worse,
it just
right.
gets worse
I
and worse.
Oh, and you two uh-huh. would think that happens here at the station?
Yeah, that happens at the station.
Oh,
there's
man.
One urinal stall there.
Oh.
And uh-huh. there's piss in front of it on the floor every time.
right.
Every
exactly.
time.
There's a stall where if someone walks by, the stall doesn't close.
The stall does not close, no. There are two toilets where uh-huh. you can go number two. There's one stall.
Oh.
In the
And the pee one is just your back is turned, so no one can see you.
Right.
So you're not...
Do you guys ever go in the stall, like with the toilet, and just use that one instead of
yeah,
like
when,
yeah.
when Stan would you know beat me to the
uh-huh, exactly.
urinal, I would go into the toilet and pee there, and we'd have our morning
chat.
Catch up,
chat. Sure, yeah. Who doesn't want to talk when they're peeing?
Right.
Yeah.
Well,
I this
don't,
is so interesting.
But you know
to me.
when it's Stan, you mean come
it's
on?
So bad in men's rooms all the time.
Yeah, I
even
just find
when
this fascinating.
The door opens, it's like the stench
Ooh.
Of urine coming out,
mm-hmm.
wafting.
Like, especially
so
at clubs.
Cleaner. Oh, God.
Oh.
And have you
so
ever been
Sarah.
Like, there's such a long line getting into the girls' room that you have to go into the boys' room?
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, this was a, I should have just waited through the line. Yes, Finny.
You've only peed on someone as a joke in the shower, right?
Yes.
Is that what your story?
Yeah,
okay.
yeah. I mean,
have you ever thought to yourself, you know what I want?
No.
I want a guy to piss all over me.
No, never. Not once.
No?
Mm. No, I don't want pee on me.
Sometimes.
No. Have you? Thought to yourself, I want to go pee all over.
No,
me.
I really do think that
there are people really
is,
into it.
Mm-hmm. I know, and I don't know what it is.
No thanks.
You know, in fact, I can tell you a moment. I'm so naive about so many things. I can tell you a moment where I went, oh, is we were talking to Jim Norton.
Mm-hmm.
Norton. Okay. Norton was on our secret show, and he was talking about how he likes golden showers. And I was saying to him,
"It doesn't just like them.
I don't understand why you're getting piss all over the room when you do this." And he said, "No, I don't. I catch it all." And he points to his mouth, and he goes, "I don't let any go anywhere." And I was like, "He drinks it."
Yes. I don't waste a drop or something like that.
Right? Yeah, I don't waste a drop. And that was the first time I'd ever heard of that, too. Like, I really just thought people just wanted it splashing on them or whatever.
That's what
he was like,
too.
No, I want to consume it.
I'm thirsty.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful, too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. TNCs apply.
And he says it tastes like hot buttered popcorn.
Fuck that.
Right? Oh. Isn't that what he said?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Everything I know about golden showers, I got from Jim Norton on The Secret Show.
So I definitely, like, that was unknown to me. That was a moment where I went, oh, so it's not just about, I don't know. I don't know if that's about, you know, treating someone badly and that is supposed to feel good. Like, you know, the Dom sub thing, but then to have him go, no, I like it to drink as a beverage, you just go, oh
yeah,
okay, Jim,
could I at least get ice cubes? I
don't say any more words,
no.
Please,
no more words.
And then he's like, oh, it's like Javier. Yeah, you just, oh, damn.
La 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 la.
All right. Yikes.
All right, I'm gonna jump into these. I just looked at the time. We're already chewed up so much goddamn time here. It's unbelievable. This is the family therapist. This is more responses to the mother of two adopted children, one of whom was a foster kid for many years before she was adopted by her. And we think she's like between 11 and 14. She and her biological mother has gotten out of jail, was an addict, is an addict, will always be an addict, is clean supposedly, and wants to see the kid, and the kid wants to see the mom. And she's somebody else. So we had read a response from this woman, this therapist, who said, you guys did a great job. You handled that exactly right. And then somebody else wrote and said, no, they didn't. So she's defending herself here. And she basically says, to completely deny an opportunity for a kid to meet their bio parent when the bio parents already reached out will cause more conflict. I've seen it in my family therapy sessions. Sometimes it's necessary for kids to learn these lessons for themselves by giving them the autonomy to do so. And she goes on and on, but basically I thought it was hilarious because she's like defending herself for the lady who said she was wrong. Thought it was cute.
Well,
and then there's another one here. Good morning, Secret Show family. I love all these heart-to-heart messages you give and great advice, even though you call it bad advice. And this is the daughter's. She wants to give a perspective from the daughter's point of view from the adoption story. So instead of the mother who written to us, the daughter's point of view. My mother was granted full custody of me at age 8 since my father was gay. And in the court side with me growing up in the 90s, gay men could not raise a daughter. My mother was worried about my safety, kept me away from his side of the family. I was only able to see him under supervised visits that were held by a social worker at a supervised location because my father would come to pick me up at my house drunk or under the influence of drugs. Everything was like this until I was 18. I grew up with my single mom struggling to make ends meet. And that at 18, she went to her grandparents' ranch with all 25 cousins. They'd been doing this for Christmases and Thanksgiving her whole life, but she'd never been able to go. And, oh, good God, She says, it was crazy. I saw nothing but drunk debauchery, smoking, and drug use at the ranch. 25 cousins and all they're doing is partying. She said, I was expecting a big family holiday event like we always had growing up. Instead, they're just doing drugs like Woodstock or something. I understood
this
at that moment.
This is with the dad?
This is, yeah, so she's 18 now, so she goes to the grandparents' ranch, and it's a fucking drug party.
You know what's a bummer is I was sitting there saying, thinking to myself, this is so awful that because he's gay, he didn't have the right to his own daughter.
Mm-hmm.
And then the story goes on, and it sounds like maybe the they did the right thing.
Maybe it had nothing to do with him being gay, and that's just what your mom told you.
Right.
Because it sounds like there are a bunch of party animals in that family. So anyway, she gets the unfiltered truth when she turns 18.
Yikes.
So anyway, I wanted to mention those couple. Then I got, let me see. Which one do I want to do here? I like this one.
Okay.
It's just an odd scenario. So they want a little advice. First of all, let me say I love you. They're saying no bad advice, but a crazy situation. And they do end with a question. So this guy wants our input. I'm 33. My girlfriend's 27. We've been together 6 years. Yes, we'll get married and we'll have kids, but I'm on the Vinny plan of life at the moment, which I think means he's going to wait another 17 years. And then
you try not to follow the Vinny plan. I'm tired all the time. You really want to do this when you have some youthful energy. Go on.
My girlfriend and I started dating 6 years ago, and her best girlfriend of years and years since high school never liked me and always seemed to ruin any sort of fun we'd have. This friend disagreed with our relationship from the start and decided to break things off with my girlfriend and disappear. So this girlfriend took off. Fast forward 6 years later, her friend has now reached out of nowhere and has gone through full sexual reassignment surgery, is fully a man, and has told my girlfriend they had the surgery because they are in love with her and want a relationship.
OMG.
So that's why she hated this guy so much, because the girl
was into him. He's the competition.
This was shot down because my girlfriend's in love with me and this whole situation is weird, but she doesn't want to be an asshole to her friend or seem transphobic, but this is obviously not going to happen. Now this friend treats me like crap in my own house, even though so she's let the friend back into her life because she doesn't want to seem transphobic. Now this friend treats me like crap in my own house, even though I try to be nice and cordial to someone clearly going through some stuff, but now I'm expected to be nice to this person and I don't want to be. What would you do in this situation?
That kind of happened with my friend, except they didn't transition. They just came out as gay, and it's like they stopped their friendship, and then recently the girl was like, I'm actually really attracted to you, and this is why I'm realizing I act in this way.
This happened to you?
No, not to me, to my friend.
I wanted to hear about your girlfriend.
No, and because my friend was telling about it, and she had the question, what should I do? Because she was really obsessive over me. And
what did you tell her?
I just basically said, like, tread lightly. Like, I understand, because she was like, I don't want her to think that now that she has admitted she's attracted to me, that I don't want anything to do with her. That's not the case. Like, I'm not homophobic, but I'm like,
we're all so defensive about that. I actually think you should say, listen, I am not at all interested in you. And the fact that you're into me and you're asking me to be in a relationship with you makes it so that I can't really hang out with you. I think you're great. I wish you well. But I got my own thing going on over here, and I can't have you talking to my boyfriend that way. You're being an asshole. Like, why is that so hard for us to say? This is not about you. I fully support your decision to
ghost him. I say ghost him.
I don't know. This person's coming over this guy's house and giving this
guy harder
shit.
To ghost.
Regardless of how you identify, it's like a shitty person is a shitty person.
Yeah.
That's what it comes down to. You know, you can support, you know, that community without having to be a friend to somebody who's being shitty to you.
Right.
So fuck you.
Yeah. Fuck you. Vinny.
Well,
I agree. I don't care what your situation is. You don't get to talk to me like that.
Right.
And it's not even about your house. You have to stand up for yourself wherever you are. People don't get to talk to you like that.
Right.
And this isn't about fighting words. This is just simply, I don't hang where people are talking to me like that. So since we're in my house and I can't leave,
you
get
gotta
the
go.
Fuck out. Yeah. But beyond that, I would use the same term outside of my house, which would be something along the lines of either you're leaving or I'm leaving, or you're going to show me common decency.
Right. You're going to be polite. You're in my home.
That's all.
Or I'm going to walk away. And since I'm not, you're going. Yeah, I would definitely not let fear of being perceived as transphobic stop you from excising someone from your life who is detrimental to you. That this person is not a friend. This person is...
That's a lot of pressure to put on somebody to basically be like, I went through this so I can be with you.
I know.
That's a lot of pressure, especially if there was no, like, no factors indicating that this person's girlfriend was into that person before they transitioned. Like, if they had a relationship before, maybe I can see... I don't know.
It's not the play that I think any... No. Like, in the trans handbook... Mm-hmm. I would guess it, they say something like, don't do this.
And for what someone that is. Else.
Like,
right.
Yeah, you, well, I just mean the whole play from beginning to end. I don't think she did it for the girl, but that the show of dedication in hopes that she'll be grateful or somehow, I don't know what this person thought she was going to do. Like, you did? Oh, no, I always loved right. you too. And now that you're a man... I'll leave my boyfriend of 6 years and be with you. Like, how delusional is that?
Yeah, that's exactly the word. And they said, I'm back, and now I've got the parts you want.
Right.
Yeah, that's how this works.
It's right. kind of reminds me of when Caitlyn Jenner transitioned and all the drama between Kris Jenner and Caitlyn. And she said in an interview, if Kris was accepted me for who I was as a woman, we would probably still be together. And Kim Kardashian called out Caitlyn's like, that's so unfair because right. you know that's not what she wants. And how can you say that saying like, oh, we would be together, but it's her fault.
Right.
Like
and look, I don't even think that like fault needs to be assigned.
No.
Bruce Jenner was a woman inside and
yes.
decided to, but you can't when you have decided that you're going to make that change. You can't. Hold other people responsible for how they respond to your yeah. decision.
Right. And, you know, Bruce
I don't know,
Jenner.
Is saying that wrong?
Well, no, I just think that Bruce Jenner sold himself as this to, and that's who she fell in love with. If
right.
that's what in fact was the case, let's assume they were in love. Right.
Right. And she supposedly knew that he cross-dressed and they had,
yeah.
some, but I don't, when he, she, sorry, when she fully embrace that. Kris probably thought, look, you're great and I do love you and we had some good times, but I don't want to be married to a woman.
Yeah, right. That's what Kim said. Right. That's what Kim's like, that's not fair to put that on her.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's very interesting.
I know. All right. So, well, I hope we helped. I say kick that dude out of your house. And do I have time to do this?
Yes.
Remember a couple days ago, I said somebody had written and said, I want to hear about someone who died during sex.
What?
And what happened? Remember?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think you
the
were
the very
out,
end of a thing. Somebody had asked, I want to hear about, has anyone listening to this show known someone who's died during sex? So, aloha. Says this person.
Hello from Hawaii.
I've okay. been listening for about 10 years. I moved to the Big Island about 5 years ago and brought you with me via the app. I've never written in, but felt compelled to do so listening to today's show, 11-4. You finished off with a listener wondering about death during sex, and I immediately thought of my cousin. Happened about 7 years ago in the Bay Area. He'd met a girl through his job. They both worked in tech, and she lived out of state. Over about a four-month period, lots of communication via text, phone calls, video chats, etc., she finally decides, I'm coming out for a visit. After a few wonderful days of seeing the sights and lovely dinners and getting to know each other more intimately, he calls me in the morning and says he's at the local hospital. He sounds very distraught. He's in a state of disbelief. He tells me during a morning sexual session, she was on top, froze solid, and fell to the side and began seizing. He was obviously terrified, did his best to lay her on her side, make sure she couldn't hit her head. He calls 911. They rush out to the scene. They take her to the hospital. He follows behind in a car. And a few moments after arriving, she's declared dead.
Oh, man.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
He's at a loss of what to do next or how to get in touch with her family. Thank goodness the hospital was helpful in the next steps. It left him really messed up mentally. He had struggles with relationships prior to this as he's very smart but socially odd. After this event, he went down a dark path for a time. He would hang around strip clubs and card halls and made a few trips to casinos. Eventually, he started to get better, but still very much struggled with the fact that this had happened. I don't think he fully healed when a new woman came into his life about 6 months after the death through a family friend. At first, it all seemed good, but as the relationship progressed, it became obvious something was off. It's a long story, but I'll sum it all up to say our once very close relationship, her and her cousin, is now non-existent. He's no longer a person I recognize. He was very close with his mom, dad, and brother, now talks to none of them, doesn't talk to my brother, who he's even closer with. We found out through family friends that he'd moved to the East Coast and hadn't told any of us. She came in and used his vulnerability and took over his life. It's a sad thing. We all miss who he was before his wife. I guess they married.
This new person.
Apparently.
Yeah.
I thought this was going to end with him not being able to connect to her, but it ends with him marrying her?
It ends with him meeting this family friend, and she takes over his life, and now he doesn't talk to anyone in his family. Don't let anyone die on you during sex. Look what happens.
Wow.
I know. It's crazy. It's like so much, it's less about this person dying on him than this other horrible thing that happened.
I don't know. Maybe he's happy.
Maybe.
We don't know that he hasn't met someone that, you know, made him whole again. I don't know.
Yes.
I don't know how to explain that.
I don't
that
know.
Seems weird.
Anyway, there's one story about
okay
someone. So if anybody else has anything to add, feel free.
Yikes.
That's a very bizarre one, huh?
I know, really weird. But I saw I was all excited because it said secret show death during sex. I was like, oh, someone's going to tell us. I mean, I don't know why I would be excited about someone's death. I guess
yeah,
I was morbid that way.
Yeah,
but
that was a little weird.
I was excited to hear the, yay, a story about death. Hooray. Yippee. All right, that's going to do it. You can send us your emails any old time, Bryn@RadioAlice.com. Thanks for listening to today's Secret Show.
The end.